property as a natural right. Quoting Proudhon, the Declaration of Rights has placed property in its list of natural, inalienable rights of man. Four in all: liberty, equality, property, security. What rule did the legislators of 1893 follow in compiling this list? None. They laid down principles, just as they discussed sovereignty and the laws, from a general point of view, and according to their own opinion. They did everything in their own blind way. And I want to add a comment here. The following from Alexis de Tocqueville must also be considered, i.e. that some among them acted consciously. Quote, next to its habits, the thing which a nation is least apt to change is its civil legislation. Civil laws are only familiarly known to legal men, whose direct interest it is to maintain them as they are, whether good or bad, simply because they themselves are conversant with them. The body of the nation is scarcely acquainted with them. It merely perceives their action in particular cases, but it has some difficulty in seizing their tendency and obeys them without premeditation. Unquote. That's from Democracy in America, Volume 1. And it's quoted in the PDF that you can download free. Visit the tools menu from the NAACP's website, Founding and Realizing a Test Site, not modeled on democracy, but on leisure. I.e., that we commoners, not only, as Adam Smith observed, little heard and less regarded, but very deliberately so, and with much advance planning, kept outside of the true decision-making process. Continuing with Proudhon, if we can believe Toullier, quote from Toullier, the absolute rights can be reduced to three: security, liberty, property, unquote. Equality, says Proudhon, is eliminated by the Rennes professor. Why? Is it because liberty implies it, or because property prohibits it? On this point, the author of Droit Civil Expliqué is silent. It has not even occurred to him that the matter is under discussion. And my comment, we can see here in this observation of Proudhon's, Wallerstein's point that we'll cite in a moment, that the notables, what I call the Plato's tribesmen, needed to construct a structure of rule out of a situation in which the people are pressing for freedom. A structure in which we the people seem to be the ones designing it, putting the chains on ourselves, we could say. Continuing with Proudhon. Nevertheless, if we compare these three or four rights with each other, we find that property bears no resemblance whatever to the others, that for the majority of citizens it exists only potentially and as a dormant faculty without exercise, that for the others who do enjoy it, it is susceptible of certain transactions and modifications which do not harmonize with the idea of a natural right. That in practice, governments, tribunals, and laws do not respect it. And finally, that everybody, spontaneously and with one voice, regards it as chimerical. And I'm commenting, this moment in which Proudhon is writing was a moment in which everything was in flux, as is true of our present moment, but with the significant difference that the Plato's tribesmen were just coalescing. And coalescing with a determined, unequivocal hardness and underlying fear. The global statesman contemplated the turbulent times of the French Revolution and its aftermath with the independence becoming a philosopher. That's quoting Proudhon. Proudhon's stock in trade. The power guy's stock has always been materialized hate, masking fear. And we have Alice to explain why. Proudhon was hoping to appease, to appeal to their reason. But even as he wrote, their violent reaction to our awakened hopes was being unleashed upon us. We're going to be quoting from Emmanuel Wallerstein's The Modern World System 4, Centrist Liberalism Triumphant 1789 to 1914, to illustrate this, establish some of the evidence for what was just said, and recall that liberalism, Wallerstein has explained, is the ideology of the global bureaucratic state formed by the global statesman to tame the unpredictable, quote unquote, quoting Wallerstein, uninformed, capricious masses. The problem for the notables, Wallerstein writes, was how to construct a structure that would seem to be popular and was not, but would nonetheless retain the support of a significant proportion of the people. That would not be easy. The liberal state was to be the historic solution.
Say, baby, soup tastes kind of funny. I don't know. My skin's crawling. Feels strange. Is this the same soup as usual? I don't know. Feels strange. Hallucination.